Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Where's your confidence come from as Washington hits the road as playoff underdogs? Fill in this blank. The Commanders can upset the Bucks because. I've got faith that Washington wins because. What's the rest of that sentence? 800-636-1067.
GP, I've examined a complicated series of analytics, algorithms, game playout patterns, idiosyncrasies, and potential pitfalls for Tampa. I'm just kidding. We have Jaden Daniels. That's the list for me. There isn't anything else, and that's probably not fair, but that's the deal. That guy makes bad okay. That guy makes wrong right. They were Jaden Daniels and 0 until this past Sunday's game against Dallas. They should have lost 3 of those 4 games in all likelihood. Not Tennessee, where they blitzed them from the start and was never even close, and they dominated in every phase. But against everybody else that's not picking first in the draft, quite literally, they probably deserve to lose, whether it's penalty, whether they were flat, whether it was turnovers, whatever. He put the cape on and made it okay. And in a game like this, you can't do that for years at a time. You can't do it for an entire playoff run, I don't think, when you don't have enough on the roster to make something easy happen every now and again, where just a regular old first down completion happens instead of superhero type stuff that you got to do. Avoid 7 different defenders and a juke and jive on a 4th and 11 to go for 20 plus yards, scrambling out of the grasp of a defensive end. But that's what he's done here of late. And the simple fact is, if you're in Tampa right now, you are quaking in your boots because Jaden Daniels plays for Washington.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's kind of where mine begins as well. I guess I would word it to fill in the blank on the sentence, and that's what we're asking you to do at 800-636-1067. Washington can upset the Tampa Bay Bucks because there's always a chance Jaden Daniels delivers a gem. Like, you go into a game thinking, what if Daniels looks like he did against the Bengals? What if he has the second half he had against the Eagles, where he just decides to put that cape on and come out of the booth and fly around? And next thing you know, he's not losing. The overtime drive against Atlanta. I'll go a different direction, though, so that we don't double up. I'll say that my confidence that the Commanders beat the Bucks is that Tampa is flawed. That you're playing a team that's just okay. Doesn't mean that Tampa's not better than Washington, but as far as division champions that get home playoff go, this is kind of a weak version.
They're on the softer side.
Their defense is a mess. They've got a lot of injuries in their secondary. They're giving up big-time yards in the passing game. They're giving up massive chunks vertically. They are allowing for explosives. I think Washington can take advantage of those things. I think they're going to give up a high percentage of completions. I think the Commanders' passing game matches up pretty well. There's kind of an Atlanta tendency to them with the 2-deep safeties and the stuff they allow underneath. They're going to give you a really high percentage of throws. Daniels is going to do the I'm not going broke, taking a profit thing, and it's going to be a lot of underneath completions working as the running game to get him in the flow. And if you can hit on 1 or 2 big plays down the field, De'Ami Brown, Terry McLaurin, and I think they will, my guess is you're going to score 24, 27 points. That might just be enough. The Commanders can win this game because, here's another way to fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield's going to throw you a pick or two. Baker Mayfield threw for 45 touchdowns and 4,000 yards comfortably this year. And a lot of people look at his numbers and they heap praise on what an amazing season he had. And it was awesome. I'm not taking any credit away from him in that regard. But those people need to also acknowledge he threw the most picks. He had the most turnover-worthy plays. For all of the good with Baker Mayfield, There's the Baker Mayfield-y stuff. He will keep you in the game if you let him. So those are some of the things I feel pretty good about as far as Washington having a decent chance.